Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is on sick leave. What's up, Edward?
Not much.
That is, if that's your real name.
I think we're the only people in the building with real names.
We probably are.
Seriously.
Yes, on this station.
Yes.
The only ones that use our real names. Yeah. Get your feet on the floor, jumpstart your day with us. Get ready for work. If those of you who have already jumpstarted your day, let us take you through the day. Hey, you know, we talked yesterday about technology and how we should use it. We talked about it with replay in sports. I was thinking today, this is how my mind goes. A friend of mine told me several times over the last couple of days, I'm the most squirrel person that she knows. But I was driving this morning. And because I'm going to Philly right after the show to see the Orioles Phillies, I wanted to make sure everything was good. I got my gassed up. I did everything I had to do. And I noticed my tire light was on. So as I pull into the gas station, I just take a quick look around. I'm like, I can't tell which tire needs air. They all look the same. But that light says I need air. So as fate would have it, I'll go over to the pump.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these pumps now will tell you how much pressure.
If you're lucky, pressure. If you get a new one, yeah.
Yeah, this is at Royal Farms.
Royal Farms has the best.
Right, yes. Before I hit 95. Yes. So I checked all the tires, and lo and behold, the final tire that I checked was the one that needed air. It was on 26, which is low. And I'm driving to work now, 95, and I start thinking, how did we know that before we had that technology? Because if I looked at my tires, they all looked the same. But I was actually 6 pounds of pressure under what I needed. How do we do that before? I know we had the gauge, but you just didn't randomly punch the gauge.
Every day.
Yeah.
No.
Like without that technology, I don't know that my back right tire needed air.
Yeah, you'd wait for the car to pull or something and feel different. And then you'd say, oh, I probably need air. You'll check it. You need air. Yeah. The problem with it now is... That's great, because my car actually tell you which tire is low.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
You go to the vehicle.
I need a newer car then.
It'll show you which tire is low, so I know. The problem is the computer in the car goes berserk. So technology is great until it isn't, because I have this issue where the engine light goes on.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, I forget what it's called, where the car cuts off at red lights. When you stop at a light, the car shuts down and restarts. You take your foot off the brake. Drive me crazy, and I can't turn it permanently. But anyway,
well, your car does that?
Yeah. Then it's not available. Then my oil light goes on. And it really pisses me off because I've had the car in several times. There's nothing wrong with the car. The light just goes on. They can't figure it out. And then the oil light went on this week, earlier, like last week, but within a week, the oil light goes on. It's been going on. I just changed my oil last week. So, I mean, the light goes on like, oh, no. Like, what? Wait. So I go to the information where it's in depth. Nope. Full. Everything's full. Oil's new. It's only changed 2 weeks ago now. That drives me crazy because that's a computer issue. And that scares me because then the car could just not work.
This says it's just simply called auto start stop.
That's it then, yeah. Okay.
I would have thought it was called something more technical than that.
I don't know what
it is. Let's call it auto start stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's call it that.
Let's call it annoying.
I thought you could, you don't know how to stop.
You can disable it. Mine, you can disable it each time. Each time you drive it. So in the morning, I just turn it off. As soon as I get in the car, because it drives me crazy.
But you can't permanently.
No. So my last car, you could just turn it off, disable it. What really pisses me off, I think it's a danger issue, because when you're off, you're at a light and the thing's off, and say you're making a left turn, and you're trying to time it, you can't tell how fast the car is coming, who's in the distance, it hesitates to start again. So to me, it's like, you know, you're like stumbling trying to steal second. It's like, and it makes it a little hairy. I don't like that. I like having control of the car and the acceleration and all.
Let me ask you this, because I'm a simple man. I don't know a whole lot about vehicles. But I remember growing up in driver's ed, they said the most harmful thing that you can do to your vehicle is start the engine. Remember that?
Yeah.
So why is auto start stop not bad for your engine?
I don't. I hate it. Hate it. I just think. And what's it protecting?
I have no
idea. Is it protecting the environment? The car's not idling for 35 seconds or something like.
Does it save you gas? Shouldn't.
I don't think so, because when you start the car, you use more than when it's rolling.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the story is, but it really drives me crazy.
Joe has something.
Improve fuel efficiency and reduce emissions.
That's the what it is, the emissions. They're lying about the efficiency. They just say that to make you feel better.
Man, that's pretty good. Pretty good. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think we have a very, very full show today. There's a lot of meat in this
show. A lot of meat in the bone?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, we're covering a lot of things. Orioles, which was tragic last night. Covered Ravens in their joint practice yesterday.
That was something.
You know, a star shined yesterday. An unexpected star on offense. Shedeur Sanders is in the news again. Yeah, shovels. Steve Molesky's going to join the show. Jamar Chase made the news with some comments that people are taking the wrong way. Harb says none of the starters will play this week. You know, lots of stuff to go on. A lot of meat on his bone that we're going to cover on the Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy sent some texts yesterday, so he's up and at him right now.
Yeah, he's, I don't know if he's up at anything. He's better.
And you say better for now.
Yeah.
Darker days are ahead.
He's going to have it's going to be painful. It's going to be a tough recovery. I feel terrible. I mean, I feel bad for him. I don't think he's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll see.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. With lots of joint practices, some today as well. I think what Cleveland and the Charlotte Panthers have a joint practice today before their preseason game coming up in a couple of days. How do you feel about preseason football? Do you enjoy watching it because you're watching some guy? You don't?
No. We were talking yesterday. I mean, I went out to camp yesterday. What we saw yesterday was way better than anything you're going to see on Thursday night.
I agree.
Way better.
I agree.
And you could tell just by the fight that broke out. I mean, guys,
it was crazy.
It was funny. Nate Wiggins throws a punch. Like
he came off the sideline?
He came out and threw a punch and got ejected. But to me, it's just the intensity was ratcheted up for sure. Your guy there, Mike Green, laid a nice hit on special teams. It was one of those, ooh, and then people went, oh, that was Green. It was like one of those. And then I'll tell you about who I thought was shining a little bit.
Let me ask
little
you.
Little things I noticed.
Did Wiggins throw a punch when the guy had his helmet on?
I don't know. I was all the way at the top
of the hill.
He
probably did because he went to Clemson.
They always do.
That's what Clemson guys do.
They always do.
University of South Carolina guy would wait till the helmet came on. He wouldn't throw a punch with a guy with a helmet on.
Brooklyn guy would use a baseball bat.
That's pretty true.
He would have had one on the sideline.
Unexpected star shined on offense yesterday in that joint practice. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, birds are blanked in Philly. And no brotherly love. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he strikes out looking to end the game. We thought we knew.
Well,
Lazar shuts the door. And the Phillies shut out the Orioles with a big offensive day for Max Kepler. Brandon Marsh had a double, a homer, and two RBIs. And the Orioles get one runner in scoring position today after not getting one the final six innings yesterday. It's been an immaculately pitched couple of days by the Phillies. And they have taken the series and look for a sweep tomorrow afternoon.
Max Lazar closes out the game for the Phillies. That's Kevin Brown with the call on Masson as the O's lose last night 5-0. Taijuan Walker, who's not, a guy that's been killing it all year. Not a bad pitcher, not at all, but definitely not the guy that you think is the best pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies. Not at all. Okay. This year having a pretty decent season, 3.53 earned run average, 4-5. And he just slams the door on the Baltimore Orioles for six innings, giving up no runs on four hits. Burrs only had five hits in the entire game. The final hit was in the ninth inning on Lazar. They went from you know, inning 7 and 8 with nothing. And beyond that, and like Kevin Brown said, they went the final 6 innings on Monday without putting the runners in scoring position. And then last night, they only had one runner in scoring position. The entire game. Horrible game. 10 batters struck out. They didn't walk anyone. The Phillies walked no batters. Struck out 10, walked none. Gave up 5 hits. And immaculately pitched game, as Kevin Brown said.
It was terrible. It's just terrible. Well pitched. The Phillies are a good baseball team. But just to get shut out, it just... I said this... I actually said Trippy was sitting with us yesterday. I said, I'm so happy these guys are back. I point to the Ravens. Because this is getting painful now. It really is. It's just getting painful. Another shutout. Well-pitched game by the Phillies. But, I mean, to get struck out 10 times, not draw a walk, only, you know, muster up 5 hits, no runs. It's like, come on, man. Come on.
Max Kepler hits his 12th home run all the season. Brandon Marsh hits his 6th home run of the season. And the Birds are just stifled offensively. Absolutely. Stifled last night.
Yeah.
I'm going up to the game today, 12:30 start. Let's see if they can muster up some offense and salvage this series and not get swept before they come home. But what you're seeing on offense is just non-existent right now.
Basically, yeah. That's it. I mean, just non-existent. It's just been awful to watch. And it's like, you know, and people have been complaining about, you know, the pitching. you know. Even in the playoffs the last couple, it wasn't the pitching, it was the hitting. And now the hitting's just not coming through. I mean, they've been shut out twice in the last, 5 games?
Dean Kramer, not a good performance. 4 runs in 6 innings. But when you give up 4 runs in 6 innings in a major league game, Ed, it shouldn't mean you have no chance to win that game.
Absolutely. No, that's...
He had no chance. Once he gave up 2 runs, he had no chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all it took was 1.
And when you know your offense isn't scoring, you pitch differently. You pitch tighter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're prone to make more mistakes because you're trying not to make any.
You start to nibble. You start to, you know, because you can't throw, you don't want to throw strikes because you can't, there's no room for error. And this is what happens.
So 410-583-1057 is the number. Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm saying the audio, you know, it's kind of depressing, but I've been going to the game. It's a 66 hour. It's not that bad. Well, I mean, you know, things happen, you know. They're not hitting, but they pretty much set. They have in the infield with the hair. Go out, they got to spend some money, get maybe a power hitter and a couple pitches. Open the checkbook up and all of a sudden, you got to do it. They have a core. It's not that bad. Well, I'm going to tell you bad. When I went through 18-game losing streak, now that's bad.
18-game?
18-game streak one time. I think it was 87, 88, one of them.
And that was more than 18, like 21.
21 game. Yeah,
21-game losing streak. That was worse than that. I remember, who was it that said they were embarrassed when they came home after they finally won a game? Who was that? Someone on the Orioles said it was a sign of the passion of the Baltimore Orioles fans, but it's kind of embarrassing that they finally won the game. And when they came home at the airport, people were cheering them on. Orsolak, that's who said it. Joe Orsolak.
Fuck.
Yeah. He said, it was a testament to the passion of the Orioles fans, but it was kind of embarrassing. You're cheering us on for being 1-21. But, you know, in his defense, Larry's defense, he's saying it's not that bad. Because I think Larry's looking future, not that bad. Because at first when he started talking, I'm like, what do you mean he's not that bad? But when he says the infield is set, I think he's going that way. Is first base set, though, Larry? I don't know if first base is set. I think second, third, and short are set. I don't know if first base is. I don't think Colby Mayo defensively can be listed as your first baseman of the future. Defensively, I don't know if he's
probably
that guy.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he's that guy. You know, could he play? Could he be a DH? Yeah, perhaps. Can he play the outfield? I don't know if he ever has, but I don't know if I want to put my hat on Colby Mayo. Mm-hmm. There's just some things, and I know you can become better defensively, Ed. But there's some fundamental things that I see in him that he lacks that I don't know how much better he can become defensively.
Yeah, and again, we would throw this all the time. It's not easy. First base is not, it's not an easy position to play. I don't know why people think it is, but it's not.
Because when you're in Little League, that's where you set.
Yes, that. Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. You set the guy who wasn't very good on the right side of the field. Right mm-hmm. field, first base. That's where you put him.
Mm-hmm.
Because on that level, many of you may say, well, you got to throw people out. Well, on that level, you didn't get a lot of ground balls for first baseman. You got a lot of strikeouts. You put yes. your best pitcher on the mound. He struck everybody out. Or you got a hit against him. Very few plays at first base.
Mm-hmm.
And people take that and they think that's how the big leagues are. And it's not. It's not how big leagues are. You know, you got to put ask those the shortstop and the third baseman how important it is to have a good
How many times you save them on, you know, bounce throws and things like that, sure.
And I just don't know if Kobe Mayo's the guy that I want over there. But the Orioles right now is going to be tough. The rest of the season is going to be tough. I mean, you got some guys up right now. Who's Noda? Who's that guy? He's coming for the White Sox? Who's that guy?
I'm with that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? What? Who is that dude? By the way, Tyler O'Neill leaving the game again yesterday.
General soreness.
Salute.
It's like, come on.
Dylan Carlson playing a lot of innings. He's batting 197. I mean, that's you're back to where you were in the middle of the season when you were struggling. You got some guys playing that should not be playing as much as they are because you made some trades. Yeah. Now, I understand it, and I'm not, you know, the trades were made. We know why they were made. So that's not my gripe. I'm just saying, don't expect it to be a quality baseball right now with the product that you're putting on the field. Because you don't have quality players at every position. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. After all of that, Shedeur Sanders is going to start the first preseason game of the year for the Browns. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Ravens. Do you put more stock in the reports that you find from the joint practices than you do in the actual preseason games? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens had joint practice yesterday. You were out there, Ed. I got two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, do you put more stock into that joint practice than you do in a normal practice?
100%. Intensity was definitely ratcheted up yesterday, man. It was. Colts were physical. We're physical.
That's what Vinny was telling me. Vinny gave me a full-on report.
Did he? Yeah, it was physical. A lot of guys were at the station. Besides myself, Vinny was there.
Cordell
always there. Ben was there.
Yeah, I heard Ben.
Preston was there. A lot of guys, everybody knew. Jerry Coleman was there. Jerry Sandusky, obviously. I saw a bunch of guys. Rod Woodson was there, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Rod Woodson was hanging out.
Well, he's still on the broadcast team, though, right?
Right. He was hanging out with Jerry, so yeah. I assume, yeah.
Now, you put more stock into that joint practice than you do practice. Do you put more stock in the joint practice than you do preseason games?
Yes, for sure. Because the guys we saw yesterday, you're not going to see Thursday. You're not going to see them at all. You're going to see them one, like you used to, I don't know if they do it anymore, one quarter of one game probably. Some teams do. Apparently, the Bengals like to do everything else wrong. They're going to have Burrow playing a bunch of series, they said, and you know, first week. But I don't think you're going to see many of the guys you saw yesterday play. And yesterday, you got to see them, and it was good. I mean, it was. I think it was interesting. I always enjoy the joint practice. It's just different seeing another color uniform. You know, it gets them up in football mode. They were playing yesterday, man.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you what I asked Ken McCusick yesterday.
McCusick was there, obviously, yeah.
Do you see a world where the NFL focuses more on joint practice and less on preseason games?
No.
Because of the money?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, they're making money on the preseason games. You know, this the joint practice, I think you just apply for if you're
right.
a season ticket holder.
Yeah. Yeah, because even if you don't, there may not be 71,000 people there tomorrow night, but 71,000 tickets are accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
Or close to it.
Yeah.
Close to it.
If only 40,000 people show up, which is probably reasonable for, you know,
yeah.
people go. Especially if, you know, people that don't have tickets, they'll get, you know, someone to throw them some preseason tickets. They'll take the kids.
Yeah.
Listen, it was practice yesterday. Kids were so excited. So excited. I mean, and they had a bunch of Special Olympians there, the whole group of those kids there. I mean, couldn't be happier. Could not be happier to be there. And people screaming at D-Hop, screaming at Ricard was very close to the sideline at one point, and D-Hop was very close, and kids were going berserk. It was fun. Fun for them. Seriously, it was
sometimes
a nice
day. You see these things happen from other people and take your life for granted.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It definitely crossed my mind yesterday, I guess.
It crosses my mind a lot.
Yeah.
A lot lately. You know, sometimes you just look around like, man, you really take your life for granted.
Yeah, I mean, literally, we're hanging out. I'm hanging out. There's, you know, I was hanging out with a different guy, Vinny at one point, and Cordell, and Preston a lot, obviously, hanging out with him. We were hiding in the stands in the shade until we got chased. Trippy will tell you all about that.
Yeah, he's not happy.
Who?
Trippy.
Oh, I know. He was
not happy at all.
He was funny.
I've been hearing about it all morning.
Dude, wait till he was funny. I got to give him credit. That kid.
And I this is one of those times where I'm with him on this one.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm with him on this one. 100%. This is not him being extra. I'm with him on this.
And
one.
I gotta say, he was funny and actually very polite in his criticism. I thought it was well done. You know, and then again, though, I'm leaning on the barriers, hanging out with Jerry Sandusky and Rod Woodson and Vinny and all these guys. The players are like 3 feet in front of us. Yeah. I mean, we do have it. Good. Like, you're a privilege that a lot of people don't get.
Yeah.
So.
And just don't take it for granted. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, you talk about the taking it for granted or the privilege that you have. I sent the text. I may have sent it to you. Of a screenshotted something that I posted about Robbie. And it had 1,000 likes. And I thought to myself, that's something you don't take for granted. You know what I mean? That your kid has become relevant. You know what I mean? You because of what you do, your kid has become relevant. That's, you can't take life for granted.
I think that you're wrong. This has nothing to do with you. I think he's done all by himself.
No, because that's why they know him, though. That's
I'm kidding, obviously.
That's why they know him. I mean, no, they love him. But being able to put him front and center like that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, he's more popular than me. I ain't no doubt about that. I don't deny that. I'm happy for him.
That kid, I told you, he just cracks me up, man.
He's got the world by the gonads right now.
Yes.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore Trippy, there he is. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, man?
Not much, man.
Hey, I know one thing, man. The kids were excited to see the Ravens yesterday. I was excited to see my man Ed, man. I was so happy when I saw him come up. I thought we was down Pickles for a second, but I forgot where we was at. But I ain't gonna get into too much details, because I know they probably listening, but I am upset. And I don't really care if nobody say I'm in my feelings. Because you got to realize, right, I don't really like the red shirts like that. Something happened with my daughter last year, right? And I still ain't get an apology. You know what I mean? So for me to get kicked out the game yesterday because a red shirt, when after they was fighting, the red shirt, the girl like, yeah, you got your camera? I'm like, no, I don't. Then I get up, you know, I'm talking to the players, like, joking with them, like, yeah, we about to run out on the field, help y'all. They joking, you know what I mean?
By red shirt, he means safe, security.
Safe, yeah. I ain't want to see their names.
I was going to say it for you.
Right, I got you. So then I turn around, this white dude, yo, shut the F up, yo, no. And everybody like, whoa. I'm like, who you talking to? I'm talking to you. And I just kind of lost it for a second. But the security guard pulled me to the side, and everything was cool. So I was talking to my other guys, you know, that I ain't seen in a while. Here come the white dude again. Yeah, come on, we can go outside. I'm like, bro, I'm not fighting.
Oh, stop,
yeah. Let me talk to you for a second. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it just be too much. And to be honest with you, I'm just like, everybody say, oh, Trippy's for the people. I'm for the people. When I go to the practices, I listen to what the kids say, all that. A lot of them don't even like the red shirts. They don't know how to talk to people. They yelling. It's just like, it's too much. And then it's so funny, right? Well, you think I had my camera out. I ain't post nothing. I go on social media. I see nothing but videos of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy, man. Like, I get tired of that, man. Like, it gets to a point where, though, you just want to take a break for real. You know what I mean? Like, and that's how I'm looking at it. My daughter want to go to the game Thursday. I don't even want to go to the game, but I ain't got no choice. Why? Because she want to go.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go.
Man,
put yourself aside.
That, though, I'm good, though, man. I was going to give him a shovel, but I ain't going to go too hard on it. But I'm just saying this, Ravens. If y'all love y'all fans like that, man, y'all got to do better. Because y'all keep talking about trick me this. And I felt like they was out for me anyway. Because when I first got there, you know what I mean? Oh, don't give us a hard time. And I'm saying to myself, what are you talking about? I was there the other day. I was literally talking to Jonas Schaefer and them the whole time, bro. You know what I mean? So I really don't get it. Even when Ed was right there yesterday, we chilling. And the lady just came over there like, I don't even think she know who Ed was or nobody. I think she just thought we was random people. You know what I mean? Like, it's just wild, man. They got to get it together. It man.
How long you work here? Just this year? Yeah, I can tell.
All right, Trippy. You got to take your daughter to the game, man.
All right, I'll take her to the game just because y'all said it.
All right, bro. See you, man. Ed, you know how this works. I guarantee you there's some people who target him because the treatment he gets here. No, I guarantee you.
Of course. Yeah.
And I don't want to put fires in what's already burning. But absolutely, there's some just jealous people out there.
I would think so.
Yeah. Oh, you think you're this and that they like you, your presence on the station. I guarantee you that.
You're sitting with Preston when I walked up.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I mean, whatever.
410-583-1057. Is the number Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. He's a caricature of himself.
He's so funny.
We give out shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, I think this guy's an unexpected star. He shined yesterday for the offense in practice. We'll tell you who it is up next on the Fan.
Now,
do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
He's kind of known as a blocker, and yet he has two or three big, huge passing catches, play catches today. We had numerous big plays in the passing game. We had a couple big runs. We had a number of red zone scores, which was good with the first group, the first set with the ones. So those are all great things to see, and Charlie was a big part of that.
6:48 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That's John Harbaugh on Charlie Kolar, who I heard had a sensational day yesterday, Ed.
He did. He wasn't my. I have different players that I really was impressed by. He was good though. He really was. They could not stop. They had no answer for Andrews at all.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really look at the offense?
Yeah.
Or did you just look at the defense?
No. I was on the offensive side. Seriously.
Look at me.
I am looking at you. I was on the offensive side.
All right.
Yeah. Because I wanted
Joe,
to see
Joe
Keaton Mitchell and stuff.
What do you think, Joe? What do you think, Joseph? I don't know, man.
Hey, man. If he says he looked at him, says he looked at
initially,
him.
Initially, did you think he really looked at him?
I thought he'd be like, oh, Mike Green looked really
good.
I thought T.J. Tampa was impressive.
I thought the safeties were great.
You know what I thought was really? Longer beam?
Yeah.
You know what's impressive?
Who?
D-Hop. In a lot of ways, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, give me the ways he was impressive.
Well, besides the fact he didn't drop anything, he don't look like no number five receiver right now, whatever they got him listed
That's
as.
That's the great thing about him. He's not.
He's not.
But he is.
He's not. he looks good, man. He looks good. And what I liked about him, besides the obvious, he just looked good on the field. I mean, he was just, you know, you could tell this guy's a seasoned professional, and I'm so glad they have him right now. He's also, he's like Anquan Boldin, big, strong guy, big, strong receiver, great hands, as you know. But you know what I noticed him doing? He came over early, you know, and this is not an uncommon drill. They guys do this all the time. He walks over with the tennis ball, though, and starts throwing it at all the younger receivers. Get the hands ready, get the hand eye going. And he starts with the tennis ball. I'm like, I like this. It reminds me when, I think it was, I can't remember who the pass rusher was. Who was actually, Steve Smith did the same thing with the receivers. But watching an older season, you know, veteran receiver initiate the drills, just, you know, that are not necessarily not part of the team activities. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy he's on board.
Well, that's what I said. He's done everything there is to do in his career except win.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're at that point of your career, you don't mind being the uncle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't mind coming in to be the uncle to these guys, to put your arm around them, to see them succeed. He had a perfect time in his career where he could cheer on these younger guys' success. Been there, done that. I just want to win, guys. I just want to win.
Mm-hmm.
My resume, I don't know, first ballot, second ballot, I can't speak for, but he's going in the Canton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ravens have a lot of future Hall of Famers.
They do, actually.
On his team. I just thought about it.
But he's a guy we don't have right now, didn't have, because we have some really good receivers, no doubt, right? Mm-hmm. But Zay Flowers, 5'9", 180, yeah. With rocks in his pockets, he's 180. You got Rashad Bateman, bigger, 6'1", 193. Anthony Miller, Anthony Miller had a beautiful one-handed catch that was like, it was like watching fireworks. Ooh, I was like, got that out of the crowd. But again, he's listed as 5'11", 190 something. D-Hop's big, man. He's over 6. He's like 6'1". He's listed as 210. He's a big, strong guy with incredible hands. I just think he's something we haven't had. He's an Anquan Boldin type receiver that hasn't been there since Anquan Boldin. So I'm pretty excited to see him around.
Vinny couldn't stop talking about Kolar, though.
I know.
He loved Charlie Kolar. Let's go out to Mason, who is in Baltimore. What's up, Mason?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Just calling in to say, we have a very good team this year. The thing that concerns me is two position groups mainly. Tight end, obviously, we just had likely go down with a rolled ankle, maybe even more. Soft tissue and ankles on tight ends, they're really in and out. It's really scary. We don't have really much proven commodities other than Andrews. What really scares me is how they're comparing the cornerback depth to how the starting rotation depth was in March for the Orioles. One injury, there's not a lot of proven commodities after.
We can't sit here and worry about injuries, man. I mean, that's going to happen in sports. You can say that at quarterback. You can say that at running back. You can say that anyway. If injuries change everything, that's just how that works. I mean, the cornerback position is deep. Yes, injuries could change all of that. But isn't that football? What position can injuries not change in football? That's just how it is. I mean, it's a deep position. It's talent. If you're going into the season worried, that's not my approach to this. I mean, I'm worried. We're good, but I'm worried. Come on, man. They're good. You don't worry. Hope they stay healthy. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey, it sounded like you had an eventful day out the training camp yesterday, man.
Yeah, it was good.
I wish I was there.
You should have. That's my favorite day of training camp, the joint practices. You get a lot out of it, I think.
Yeah, now I'm talking about the fighting and stuff and all the ruckus, man, y'all got into. What are you talking about? Yeah. Hey.
You know good and well Rashawn going to want to talk about fighting because that's what he records.
Man, somebody would have got, never mind. But so yesterday, right, so I heard y'all Trippie was talking about the Micah Parsons. People were saying, we should get him. I agree. But with you and Trippie, Rob, we don't need Micah Parsons with the Ravens, man. We don't have the money for him. He disappears in big games. The guy's just overrated to me, and that's coming from a Cowboys fan. And also, I think the Cowboys shouldn't even re-sign him. You got between CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, $331 guaranteed million dollars with them two, not including Trayvon Diggs, that's $40 million. So that's $370 guaranteed, million dollars right there. So the Cowboys should just trade him, get like three first-round picks like they did in the 89 with Herschel Walker.
You keep banking on you keep banking on that 89 Herschel Walker, right? Were you even alive?
Cowboys three Super Bowls, so. Yeah, I was four years old back then, but that's what they got him three Super Bowls, though, that one trade. So if Jerry is smart, trade Micah Parsons' overrated ass and get what you can get from him, So it sure is a sucker team out there that'll take him like the Jets or somebody like that, stupid team, But smart franchises like the Ravens are smarter than they know better. We don't need that guy in this locker room on this organization.
What's wrong with him in the locker room? He's not getting in trouble.
Yeah, he did. Maybe it's personal. I don't like him, but I had interaction with him, man.
I knew it was personal. I knew it was personal. Man, you know what? Rashawn is like a certain co-host we used to have. It's always personal. Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't say Jerry Coleman. I didn't say that. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to comment on the, like, you guys were talking about D-Hop a couple minutes ago, and yeah, his I remember watching him in college. His catch radius is insane. I mean, you throw it up there, you don't have to throw it right to him. He'll go up and get it. And as far as the injuries, with their embarrassment of Rich's on offense, it doesn't matter, I don't think.
Yeah, Chris, you can't go into the season. Oh, I'm worried about injuries. I'm worried. Injuries at any position could hurt you. But you don't go in worried about injuries. Just enjoy the season, man. If it happens, it happens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the person that says everything is good, but I'm just waiting for something to go bad.
Yeah.
Injuries are part of the game. Can't worry about them. And that's not a position in the game where you can't worry about it. It's going to happen. Unfortunately. I'm sorry. Just hope it don't happen at a critical point. Kyle Schwarber's a free agent at the end of the year. Where will he land? We'll talk about that at 7:30 because some Oriole fans are thinking, maybe. But on the other side, Shador Sanders will start for the Browns preseason opener. Does that mean maybe a look into the future? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.